This is New York City's Department of Housing Preservation and Development's podcast series.
Welcome to another installment of the New York City Department of Housing Preservation and Development's Healthy Homes podcast series. My name is Elise Shin of the HPD Division of Public Outreach and Education, and today I'll be talking about some easy ways to green your household cleaning routine. For many of us, it's not until we're spraying mildew cleaner in the shower or pouring clog remover in our kitchen sinks that we stop to think about all the chemicals we routinely use inside our homes. It's a sobering fact that the air in our homes may very well be more polluted than the air in our city streets, and one of the biggest contributing factors is our use of commercial household cleaning products. When mixed, the bleach and organic chemicals found in many household cleaners and detergents release chlorinated volatile organic compounds, otherwise known as VOCs. The concentration of these VOCs, some of which are highly toxic and suspected of being human carcinogens, increases significantly during the use of bleach-containing products. In short, we may be introducing carcinogens into our homes every time we're cleaning the bathroom or kitchen. However, there are inexpensive practices that are healthier and will allow us, our children, and our pets to breathe easier. Let's approach them as a two-step process. Step number one, put into place a home maintenance routine that will reduce the number of times you need to do heavy chemical cleaning. For instance, wipe up all spills as soon as they occur with a damp cloth, especially those in ovens and on stovetops where they become notoriously difficult to clean. This can reduce the amount of cleaning agent needed to loosen those dried-on spills. Similarly, running a damp mop across the floor on a regular basis should achieve the same desired effect of reducing the use of chemical products when it's time for a major clean. In the bathroom, rinse out the tub and basin after every use and apply a squeegee on shower doors and tile surfaces. This cuts down on soap scum buildup and hard water spots and requires, yet again, less product to keep our bathrooms looking fresh. Lastly, make sure you have drain strainers in all your sinks and pour boiling water down those drains once a week. This will dramatically reduce the number of clogs. The fewer clogs we have to deal with means less VOC-emitting cleaners. Also, try using a plunger and a snake to break up any clogs that do form. The reduction in chemical usage is well worth the extra effort. Now let's consider step two. Replace some of those commercial cleaners with green alternatives. Not only are these options inexpensive, but they're most likely already in our kitchen cabinets. A very basic and effective all-purpose green cleaning solution uses white vinegar or lemon juice, water, and a small amount of liquid soap. If you need a stronger cleaning agent, use less water in your mixture. And for your floors, just reduce the amount of vinegar. For a glass cleaner, eliminate the soap and use a ratio of 2 tablespoons of lemon juice or vinegar to 1 quart warm water. If you'd like to clean your finished wood furniture, just dust with a damp cloth and wipe dry. But for unfinished or matte surfaces, in place of commercial polish, mix a solution of 1 cup olive oil and 1/4 cup of white vinegar. Spray it onto a soft cloth and wipe with the grain. If the unfinished wood continues to look dry, let it sit and then go over it one more time with the same polishing agent. The added oil acts as a shine. Another cleaning alternative is a baking soda and water solution, which is especially good for scrubbing out tough stains. So instead of using that chlorine bleach scouring powder, just apply baking soda, a scrub brush, and good old-fashioned elbow grease. It's also effective on toilets and tile grout. And when it's time for laundry, read the label. Try substituting chemical detergent with natural laundry soap and add baking soda to prevent yellowing. You may also want to use a tablespoon of white vinegar during the rinse cycle to preserve color, and as much as 1/3 cup to act as a fabric softener and help rinse out soap. There are many ways to tackle your home cleaning chores in green and less expensive ways. Many websites provide detailed recipes so you can swap out store-bought chemical products. The federal EPA and the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation websites can also supply more information. I hope you found these tips useful, and I invite you to check out HPD's other Healthy Home podcasts, which include information on proper use and storage of household chemicals and how you can improve the health of your home environment by addressing issues such as mold, lead, carbon monoxide, and pests.
You've been listening to New York City's Department of Housing Preservation and Development's podcast series.